The War of Jenkins' Ear. Written and read by Michael Morpurgo. Time. Autumn term, 1952. Place. Redlands Preparatory School, Sussex, England. Chapter 1. Benedicat nobis omnipotens Deus. The first grace of a new term. Henry Stagg, headmaster and lord of all he surveyed, intoned with fresh vigour, his fingers flexing ominously as he gripped the back of his chair at high table. Standing behind his bench at the window, Toby Jenkins dared to lift his eyes. Mr. Stagg looked thinner than he remembered, his neck longer somehow, more scraggy. But the voice was the same, sonorous and terrifying. Rudolph, they called him, when they were quite sure he couldn't hear them. Beside Rudolph, stiff in her grey-green suit with a butterfly brooch, stood Mrs. Stagg, a head taller, with straight dark hair and blood-red lips. Prunella, he called her. Cruella, to the boys. Toby caught her eye and looked away quickly. The dying Daddy Longlegs were still sidling clumsily along the window ledge, clambering over each other in a vain effort to find a way out. There's no escape, thought Toby. Not for you. Not for me.